بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم، ما بعد. عن أبي هريرة رضي الله تعالى عنه عن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال: إن الدين يسر ولن يشاد الدين إلا غلبه، فسددوا وقاربوا وأبشروا واستعينوا بالغدوة والروحة وشيء من الدلجة. رواه البخاري. وفي رواية له: سددوا وقاربوا واغدوا وروحوا وشيء من الدلجة القصد تبلغوا. أبو هريرة رضي الله تعالى عنه عن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم، the Nabi صلى الله عليه وسلم said that verily deen is easy, and no one will impose upon himself undue hardship and difficulty in the matters and affairs of deen, except that deen itself will overwhelm this person. Hence, follow the middle path and do as much as you can, and rejoice over the rewards that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has promised you. وَاسْتَعِينُوا بِالْغَدْوَةِ وَالْرَوْحَةِ وَشَيْءٌ مِنَ الدُّلْجَى. The first part of the hadith we discussed. The second part of the hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that seek help, seek to utilize the early part of the morning and the early part of the evening and a portion of the last section of the night. In another riwayat it is mentioned, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that follow the middle path, do as much as you can, and apply yourself in the early part of the morning, early part of the evening, and a portion of the last section of the night. And then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, al-qasta tablughu. This is a concise and very, very beautiful advice that every one of us should keep in front of us. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, in every affair of yours, particularly in the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in deen, Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, al-qasd, adopt moderation, tablughu, you will eventually reach your destination, depending upon your sincerity. The overwhelming message of this hadith, my respected brothers, as we can see, Imam Nawawi rahimahullah has brought this hadith in the chapter Babul Iqtisad fi Ta'a, that is adopting moderation so far as the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is concerned. In other words, Islam advocates that we should not burden ourselves beyond our ability. This example that is found in this hadith where Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam says that seek help, wasta'inu, with a section of the morning, section of the evening, and last section of the night. This is in fact a simile, and it is a comparison that when doing good deeds, do good deeds when you are fresh and your heart is clear of worries and tensions. Then you will enjoy the ibadat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that you are doing. It's human nature that if you burden yourself with more than you can manage, then that enjoyment, the lazzat, the ecstasy of whatever you are doing comes out. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is giving an example of what? Of an experienced traveler. An experienced traveler, normally when he travels, he will travel in exactly these times. In those days, when they used to travel, they would try to give preference to early section of the morning, early section of the evening when it is cool, and the last section of the night. And in the sections in between, an experienced traveler would rest, and thereby he will reach his destination without tiredness, he will reach his destination easily. So in your deen also, be intelligent in how you utilize your time. Adopt moderation, and eventually you will reach perfection, and you will reach that ecstasy and that enjoyment that can be found in the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Another interpretation ulama ikram give of this expression where Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, early section of the morning, early section of the night, and the last portion of the night should be given preference for the ibadat and the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ulama mentioned, they say, inna awwal an-nahar wa akhirahu mahall at-tasbih wa kadhalika al-layl mahall al-qiyam. That especially in many, many ahadith and in the verses of the Quran, these three portions of time are given preference for the ibadat and the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Early section of the morning, early section of the evening, and the last section of the night. For example, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا اذْكُرُوا اللَّهَ ذِكْرًا كَثِيرًا وَسَبِّحُوهُ بُكْرَةً وَأَصِيلًا. That, O you who believe, excessively remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala وَسَبِّحُوهُ. Make the tasbih of Allah bukratan wa asila, in the early section of the morning and in the early section of the evening. And likewise, the last section of the night. Just few days back, we heard the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam: "Yanzilu Rabbuna tabaraka wa ta'ala hina yabqa thuluthul laylil akhir." That every when the last third of the night remains, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala descends, the descension in keeping with His greatness, to the first heaven. And Allah ta'ala calls out, هَلْ مِنْ سَائِلٍ فَعُطِيَهُ سُؤْلًا هَلْ مِنْ تَائِبٍ فَأَتُوبَ إِلَيْهِ هَلْ مِنْ مُسْتَغْفِرٍ فَأَغْفِرَ لَهُ. Is there anyone that has some need, some dua, some parashani, some difficulty? This is the time, turn to me and I will alleviate and remove that difficulty. I will respond and I will fulfill your needs and your desires. So we find, my respected brothers, these three sections. In fact, in the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, it comes when Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that Allah says, worship me in the morning, some early part of the morning, early part of the evening, and the rest of the time I will suffice for you. So we find that normally in the morning a person is fresh. Likewise, in the early part of the evening a person is fresh. And then if he has rested at night and he wants to make ibadat, he has got his rest for the last section of the night, this is the time when a person is fresh. So his heart enjoys the ibadat. So this is why, what we are told, you can't make ibadat 24 hours a day. So give preference to these times. You will find enjoyment in your ibadat. There is moderation also. However, we should bear in mind, my respected brothers, what is meant here. This, where Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is saying, adopt the middle path, do as much as you can, become happy, Allah ta'ala has given you tawfiq, give preference to the morning, evening, etc. All this pertains to what we call the nawafil. What is farz, we can't say, you know what, and then we say, let's take a middle path, I need to rest now, leave it out, I'll do it later. That type of thing does not apply to the farais, to the nawafil. What is over and above the farais, these advices are pertinent to that. A lot of times you find, you get this complaint also coming, that you know what, I'm making ibadat, I'm making the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but that lazzat, that enjoyment, that ecstasy is not there. My respected brothers, it is because we are not doing our ibadat intelligently. Do your ibadat intelligently. Do it with this in the heart, that Allah is giving me the tawfiq, Allah is accepting me. So much of reward Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is giving me. Deen is something we have to enjoy. In the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, many ahadith. For example, the hadith where Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, lower your gaze. Lower your gaze. He says, Allah ta'ala says, Allah says, abdaltuhu imanan yajidu halawatuhu fi qalbihi. If you will lower your gaze, I will give you such iman, yajidu halawatuhu fi qalbihi. You will taste the sweetness of this iman in your heart. Hadith, Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, dhaqa ta'am al-iman, dhaqa ta'am al-iman. That person has tasted the lazzat and the ecstasy of iman. So that enjoyment is a goal, and enjoyment we will get in our ibadat, provided we apply ourselves. Don't go overboard, do ibadat for one day and then 30 days you don't do. But don't do so less that you are not driving yourself. There has to be a moderation, a balance. Once one person, I'm digressing, but it comes to mind. Once one person wrote to Maulana Ilyas Sahab Rahmatullah Ali. He said, MashaAllah, when I first got involved in Tabligh, then I was making Allah's zikr, making nafil namaz, doing all these things, and I was having such happiness, such enjoyment, such ecstasy in all these things. Now I find that I'm applying myself in ibadat and I'm not enjoying it at all. My heart is turning away. And there's no enjoyment for me at all. So Maulana Ilyas Sahab Rahmatullah Ali responded to this. He says, sometimes when I hear that someone is making Allah's zikr and he is enjoying it, then an element of doubt enters my heart, that is he doing it for the enjoyment or is he doing it for Allah's sake? But when I hear that someone is persevering in the worship of Allah, carrying out his daily ma'mool, even when his heart is not in it, without that enjoyment and satisfaction, then I am convinced that he is doing it purely for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So that enjoyment, etc., that is surplus, over and above. Allah ta'ala gives it to whom he wants. But important, my respected brothers, the underlying message of all these ahadith is apply yourself to the extent of your ability, but there must be consistency. There must be consistency in your nawafil, in whatever wadaif you are doing on a daily basis. If you can manage to read one para of the Quran a day, read it every day. Once Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, some people were waiting for him outside. He got delayed. Then Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam came out and he gave his excuse. What was his excuse? He says, "Forgive me, I made you people wait. I got delayed. Why? Because," he said, "that my section of the Quran that I read every day." Who is saying this? Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. "The section of the Quran that I recite every day, today it got delayed. So I made sure I finished it even though I kept you waiting. Why? فَإِنِّي لَا أُثِرُ عَلَيْهِ شَيْئًا. Because I will not give anything preference over this." In other words, consistency, persistence in what we are doing. What we can manage, we do it every day. This is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves. In every condition, do it every day. And eventually, that lazzat, that ecstasy, that enjoyment of that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give us. Allah give us tawfiq.